أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطئوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 36 and 37 of Surah At-Tawbah. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the distortion of the ulama, the scholars and the dervishes, the monks of the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians, the Ahle Kitab. They distorted the rules and the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In these two verses, in these two ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about the distortion of the Arabs of Saudi, the Arabs of Al-Hijaz. They essentially claim that they followed the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in various aspects of their lives. One aspect of the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was out of the 12 months of the year, 4 months were regarded as sacred months. And these sacred months, 3 months in a row, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and then one in between, that is of Rajab. So they claim that they follow Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and in actual fact they did to a fair extent, that they had believed that the year was 12 months, and 4 of it were months that were sacred. When these months were sacred, then they would not fight in those months. And what they did was they began to distort the nature of what they believed. What they would do is sometimes when they are in the middle of a war, and the Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months will begin, then they will begin to change the months over. Very famously amongst them was that the month of Muharram, they would do a few things. One is this, that they would say Muharram is not this month, but this month it will be Safar. And then next month we will have Muharram, so that they could continue with their fighting, they could continue with their wars. Sometimes they would say that in the month of Muharram, let's keep it Muharram, but this Muharram will not be sacred. We will move the sacredness of Muharram to the month of Safar, and in that way they would begin to distort. Then another form of distorting was this, that sometimes they were warriors, they used to fight. Sometimes their fighting will go on for 10 months of the year. So they will begin from the first month till the 10th month. Now they needed to accommodate the 4 sacred months. So they would say, never mind, this year we will have 14 months. So 10 months we fought, and now 4 months we will observe as the sacred months, and we will abstain from fighting. The Banu Kinana, the leader of the Banu Kinana, amongst them one of their forefathers, was the very first person to have created this distortion. And then what the people will do is they would go to him, and then thereafter those that had followed, succeeded him, they would go to him for inverted commas the fatwa, whether Muharram now or Safar now, whether Muharram is sacred or Safar is sacred. So this was a distortion of their own life, of their own beliefs. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts all of this into perspective. One last aspect of it to understand it, we spoke about 8th year was Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. The 9th year of the Hijrah, we said Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent as Amirul Hajj. He was sent as the Amir of the Hujjaj from Medina, appointed by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a matter of fact, when a due diligence is done insofar as calculation is concerned, that year the Hajj was not in Zulhijjah. The Hajj was in actual fact Zulqa'dah. The next year when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for Hajj, it was actually in Zulqa'dah, and that is why we will find that monumental historic khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave, that now the months have returned to how Allah Bari Ta'ala had created it at the time when Allah Ta'ala had created the earth. So in view of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these two ayats, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put our months and our time in order. Of course, we are ummatis of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will fast in the month of Ramadan. We need to know when Ramadan is. We give zakat according to the lunar year. We need to know when is the lunar year. We do Hajj. We need to know when Hajj is. So for us, the lunar year is very, very important. It's supposed to be second nature to us insofar as our calculations are concerned. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these two verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'indallahi 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqas samawati wal ard. Certainly the number of months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12 months fi kitabillah, in the command of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had enshrined in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the day Allah ta'ala created the skies and the earth. Minha arba'atun hurum, and from amongst the 12 months are the 4 months that are sacred, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and that of Rajab. Dhalika ad-deenul qayyim, that is the upright deen, that is the correct deen, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala tazlimu fihinna anfusakum. Allah ta'ala says, and don't oppress yourselves with regards to the months, that you want to change the order, change the number of days, and move the months forward and backwards. وَقَاتِلُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً, and fight the mushrikeen completely, totally. كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً, like how they fight you completely and totally. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفَرِ, certainly the postponing of months is an increase in kufr. You've disbelieved in Allah, you held on to what you will call the remnants of the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but there also you made the ziyada, there also you increased your kufr and showed more your disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يُضَلُّ بِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, it was through this that those who had disbelieved had deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحِلُّونَهُ عَامًا, they make it halal in 1 month, in other words they declare it to be unsacred. وَيُحَرِّمُونَهُ عَامًا, and then they make the month sacred in 1 year. لِيُوَاطِئُوا عِدَّةَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, so that they will complete the calculation of the period of time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made haram, that they knew it has to be 4 months. Somehow, whichever month, they will bring it to the 4 months, and even if they increase it to 14 months, so long as they have completed the calculation, they were happy about it. فَيُحِلُّ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, then they made halal what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made haram. In other words, they had moved away the sacredness from that which Allah ta'ala had made sacred. زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ أَعْمَالِهِمْ, Allah ta'ala says, decorated, adorned for them is the evil of their deeds. That all of this they enjoyed, and they thought they were doing wonders, and they continued doing what they were doing. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the community of disbelievers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the way, but when a person turns away from Allah, when one closes his heart to Allah, then that person has deprived himself of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.